Fia und der Radiohead-Klassiker 15 Step, nochmal nachgespielt von der jungen Frau aus Melbourne, die jetzt 4,5 Jahre lang in Berlin gelebt hat, Sophia Axener. Heute Abend spielt sie mit ihrer Band im schönen Privatclub und jetzt ist sie eben bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über den gelungenen Karrierestart, der hier in Berlin stattgefunden hat, Far Away From Home. Wir sprechen über ihre mittlerweile 4,5 Jahre in der Hauptstadt, reden über das Crowdfunding der ersten LP, wir sprechen über die Kalimba auch nochmal als spielprägendes Instrument und finden heraus, wann die LP, die ja schon gecrowdfundet wurde, wann die endlich erscheint. Wir erfahren außerdem noch vieles mehr von Sophia Axener, ihrem Partner in Crime Josh Tyker. Camille ist noch dabei aus der Band und Johnny, der Schlagzeuger. Hello to all of you.
Hey.
Welcome to Flux FM. How are you doing today, Fia? It's going to be the last show in Berlin.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling sad, but good. Yeah. Excited. A mix of emotions.
Yeah. Mixed emotions.
There's a lot
right?
going on here. Yeah.
I can really imagine so, because I mean, you've lived here for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And the city has treated you very nicely, I would
really
say.
Really well.
You've made your first steps in the career, in your career.
Yeah.
Some Berlin radio stations, us included, were the first ones worldwide to play Fia music.
It's true.
So
it's really true.
it must have been a special time for you.
It's made me who I am. Like I feel so lucky that I'm always going to be able to say Berlin is where I made my first steps and was encouraged.
The first 15 steps.
I counted them and.
What are the reasons for you to move back? Do you miss home? Is it the weather? Is it the efficient but not too friendly German people?
Little bit A, little bit of column B. I've missed my family a lot, actually. Yeah. Even when like some of the best things were happening here, I also had this part inside of me that was very sad, because I've always been someone who's very close to my family, and living away for so long has been hard. And I think that I think things come in cycles, and that we're just coming to the end of this year, we sort of thought something's coming to an end and something's beginning, and now feels like the right time to make that step to move back. But
I feel so sad. I mean, I've just met you. You've been here for 4.5 years. Now I've met you, and you're like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm sorry. I have to go back to Australia.
We can email each other if you want.
I would love that. Great. Actually. But I mean, Berlin fans, they don't have to be super sad, because obviously you're coming back
in the beginning of
2016 to present your LP.
To release the album.
Produced in Berlin.
Yes.
It's been written in Berlin.
Yeah. Produced by Josh. And engineered by Johnny.
Yeah. And mixed by another great guy in New York City.
Tuneyard's mixing engineer. That was really great.
And have you listened to the final result of his mixing?
I have.
Oh, yeah. And it's good.
Well, you've
it's
just great. Heard it. 15 Step.
Oh,
That's it.
Yeah. That's him already.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
He did more, like he did everything we wanted and more. Yeah. It was very fun.
So now you've stayed in Berlin for 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've made friends.
Yep.
You actually made a record that's going to be put out.
Yep.
So it's been a good time for you. Would you recommend moving to Berlin to other musicians in Australia if they'd be like, oh, I'm not inspired by Melbourne anymore?
Absolutely. I think that like all the cliches are true. Like Berlin is this laboratory that you can come and just really find out who you are and what you want to do. You know, some people get sidetracked by the parties, but
that's a dangerous trap that's going to happen.
Yeah, but the partying friends, is dangerous.
Yeah. Very dangerous.
Josh was lost for weeks, but then he returned.
Yeah, I'm back.
To the mixing console.
Yeah. I came back just for the gig.
Oh, thank God.
but I mean, it was really inspiring time for you.
Yes, inspiring.
You just mentioned that you were homesick for quite a while, and you were missing your family. Mm. Don't you think that this probably was a trigger for you to be so creative? Because sometimes it's good for the artist if he doesn't feel so, or she doesn't feel so well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think necessarily like feeling down, but feeling like this is it. I have to make it worthwhile, you know? Because I mean, I'm someone who's quite positive, so I feel like I write my best songs when I'm actually feeling really good. But being all the way over the other side of the world, being like, if this isn't going to last forever, then I want to make as much as I can from it.
Cool. Yeah. Now, before we talk a bit more, before we listen to a live performance, für die hat sie die Band ja mitgebracht, let's listen to another song of yours, So Far So Close. It's a song that actually has a relationship to Berlin.
Yeah, it does.
We'll talk about that right after it. Hier sind Fia nochmal mit So Far So Close. Gleich gibt's noch eine Live-Performance und wir verlosen Tickets fürs Abschiedskonzert heute Abend in Berlin. Fia mit So Far So Close. Ein weiterer Auszug aus dem Album, das 2016 erscheinen wird. Ein Album, das gecrowdfundet wurde. Das haben wir schon besprochen. Werden wir auch gleich noch ein bisschen ausführlicher drüber reden. Jetzt will ich aber noch mal ein bisschen auf den Song zu sprechen kommen, der nämlich von ihrem Großvater handelt, der in Berlin in der Tat geboren wurde. So this song is about your grandfather who was born in Berlin in 1914 or something?
I think so, yeah.
And then he had to leave because he was Jewish and, and the Nazis.
Yeah, he got out just before the war.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What a brilliant move, actually. I mean, come on.
I know. Forward thinking.
That's true. Yeah. This is so, but he's not alive anymore,
no.
right?
Yeah, he died about 10 years ago.
Would have been interesting to get his reactions to you moving to Berlin.
I would have loved to talk to him. But, it, you know, it's one of those things I think all kids, you know, when you grow up and then you're like, oh, my grandparents weren't just my grandparents. They were actual people, with, you know, but...
They weren't born old.
They weren't born, exactly.
That's an interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But a beautiful song, beautiful song. Thank you for that. I love the fact as well that you're using the kalimba a lot, the Daumen piano, as we call it in German. How did you get in touch? How did you find about this instrument?
I started getting like really into toy instruments when I was back in Melbourne and I saw a band play and one of them was using a kalimba just for one song. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I'll get that and add it to my collection.
Yeah.
But of course, once I bought it, I just was obsessed with it and sort of threw out all my other instruments. And
it has such a unique sound to it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Can you give us a little one single note sound?
One single note. I'm going to give you a scale. Listen to this.
Okay.
Dream sequence.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's dreamy times on Flux FM. So when is it? You've crowdfunded the debut album.
Yes.
People were generous.
They were very generous.
They actually didn't give food to their kids anymore, but they gave their money to you.
They gave it to me. It was really nice of them. Yeah.
So you can crowdfund the album. Would you want to do that again? Because I know of many musicians who basically love the idea and who are super happy that the whole fucking thing is financed. Yeah. But they had to work so much for it. They had to do paintings for the people out there. And so would you want to do it again?
I just made a ringtone, a kalimba ringtone, and sent it out to some of the people.
How does that sound? Can you play it live?
No, I've forgotten how it goes. But it's really nice. But yeah, it's one of those things where you think, well, I don't know. I mean, I got, you know, I got my album funded for it, but it's not easy. And I wouldn't do it again quickly. I might do it again, but not for a couple of years. Yeah. Like, you can only ask.
I've read that you're super happy that you're not working with a major label or something. But I've also read that you wouldn't send everyone away if he or she was like, I want to be your manager or something.
Yeah.
You could use a manager.
That's pretty much it. Cool. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's really fun being an indie musician, but on the other hand, having help is... You know, you can go so much further.
Yeah. So if you want to support Fia and if you're a manager out there and you want to move to Australia pretty soon, like in 4 weeks, just give us a call.
Deal. Yeah,
it's interesting. So when is the album going to be released?
It's going to be released in May next year. And it's going to, so it will be available digitally, obviously, to people here. And then I'll be coming probably in August to start the tour.
Oh, that's a long time, though.
Yeah.
So we
it
have
is.
To mail each other in between.
Yeah.
It's really
Facebook
important.
Messenger.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be cool.
Cool.
Okay, so Josh is here, Johnny is here, Camille is there. So we'll be listening to a live performance.
Yeah.
Which song are you going to play for us?
We thought we'd play you our live version of Do You Ever.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's been a huge hit on this very program, so we're really happy to hear it in a live
Thanks
version.
Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, easy. It was no problem for me, you know? I didn't hate it. I didn't have to force myself into playing it. I just pressed
nice
the button.
You.
And I was actually like, well, it's a nice song, so it was no problem for me.
Great.
It was easy. Now let's listen to the live performance first and then we'll give away tickets for tonight's show.
Perfect.
Cool. Fia, live auf Flux FM. Do you ever? Thank you.
think about me, I think about you. I remember that time in my life and I wonder, do you? Reading in my twin glass, thinking all about us. Kissing in my twin glass, thinking all about us. I'm drowning in, I cannot swim in memories, memories. I'm drowning in, I cannot swim in memories, memories. Oh, 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 oh.
Keep you here. Don't move to Melbourne. Be the show band of this very nice show that you're a part of right now. The morning show in the afternoon is for people who like to sleep long and stuff. You won't have stuff like that in Melbourne, Australia. Nobody does it like this there.
It's true. Nobody does it like in Berlin.
Well, it was a beautiful live performance. Thank you for that.
Thanks for having us.
And if you out there, if you people out there want more, ich kann eigentlich auch German. I can speak German to the people out there.
Please,
I guess.
Please,
is it okay for you guys? Okay. Wer also noch mehr Fia live erleben möchte heute Abend im Privatclub, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste. Für Fia, die heute Abend ihr Abschiedskonzert geben wird hier in Berlin. Erst im August 2016 wird sie wiederkommen. Dann aber mit dem neuen Album im Gepäck, das ihr unter Umständen mitfinanziert habt. Also ruhig nochmal vorbeigehen heute Abend im Privatclub. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000 und der Eintritt vor Ort, wenn ihr nicht durchkommen solltet, beträgt so um die 8 Euro. Also fair! Ruhig mal vorbeigehen bei FIA heute Abend. Thanks a lot again to all of you for this live performance and for visiting us. I hope I'll see you again in August
latest.
Thanks
for having us. Yeah? Super fun.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.